CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series, where we look at real-world learning management system LMS implementations and e-learning program rollouts. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and e-learning development for corporations, governments, and nonprofit institutions. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, and I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. In this edition, we are talking with Julie Jensen, Director of Training and Organizational Development for Nautilus Incorporated, about their use of the CyberWorks hosted LMS to provide employee training.
And now let's talk with Julie Jensen of Nautilus Incorporated. Good afternoon, Julie. Thanks for coming to talk with us today.
Good afternoon, and thanks for inviting me to chat with you.
Sure. You know, the name is and the brand's pretty familiar, but why don't you go ahead and tell our audience about Nautilus?
We are a leading manufacturer of fitness equipment. We employ approximately 1,100 people globally. Mm-hmm. Our brands are very familiar names to many people. They include Stairmaster, Universal, Schwinn Fitness, mm-hmm. Bowflex, and of course, Nautilus. And Nautilus designs really a wide range of innovative products that are sold at a variety of markets and cater to a diverse fitness need of individuals.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, what do you do for Nautilus, Julie?
I am the Director of Organizational Development and Training for Nautilus, and I work at the world headquarters in Vancouver, Washington.
Okay, great. All right, can you describe some of the business factors that drove your company to investigate and ultimately purchase a hosted learning management system as an e-learning solution for your organization?
Yes. As our training department really began to move away from supporting just an individual business unit and really expanding more into a comprehensive corporate training department, mm-hmm. we really needed a system that could support a variety of needs of all of our departments.
Sure.
So our greatest need, of course, was to be able to provide effective and convenient learning opportunities to a global workforce. Mm-hmm. And a learning management system like CyberWorks really allows us to develop cost-effective e-learning programs that support that wide range of training initiatives. Additionally, it really allows us to manage existing traditional classroom-based programs mm-hmm. with the features like registration, reminder emails, electronic transcripts, and the like. Mm-hmm. And there's also some nice tools in CyberWorks that will be valuable tools for us when we get into career mapping and identifying job competencies for long-range employee development. And the fact that it's hosted off-site, which really frees up our system bandwidth, and the fact that we have continual access to technical assistance, which I assure we take full advantage of, it really pretty much is a nice bow on top of an already neatly packaged system.
Mm. Well, Julie, that sounds great. Who works with the CyberWorks hosted LMS at your company?
Our training team does, and that includes me and three training specialists. We all use CyberWorks as a user administrator. And in addition, we have generous support and assistance from our HRIS team to ensure that we've configured our hierarchies and employee data in CyberWorks so that it's compatible with our other databases. And this really makes it easier for the HRIS team to provide us the information we need to keep employee lists current.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I understand that you're just at the beginning of implementing your training programs using the CyberWorks hosted LMS. Can you tell us a little more about the training that you'll be offering through the system and why the training is important to your organization? I think that's important for the audience to kind of understand.
Sure. A learning management system really is new to my training team as well as the organization. And our rollout is going to be pretty gradual so it doesn't overwhelm people, ourselves included, our staff included. So we have two functions that we will be using it for initially. Uh-huh. The first one is the simple registration process for existing in-house curriculum, such as our onboarding program and our leadership development classes. The second use is with a newly created on-the-job training program within two of our key departments, specifically our direct sales and customer care. Mm-hmm. what we've done is we've created curriculum to be instructed, an on-the-job training curriculum, I'm sorry, to be instructed by managers and supervisors. And we're using CyberWorks to conduct tests to measure knowledge and understanding of key job functions. And eventually we'll move to using CyberWorks for policy read and signs and to create e-learning modules to help us meet compliance requirements and deliver product knowledge information to our employees.
What are some of the instructional design and planning process you're going through to develop your traditional training?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, instructional design is concerned, mm-hmm. the e-learning design is a new skill for my team, mm-hmm. and they've been deeply rooted in traditional-based instruction.
Right.
So they've really spent the last 6 months immersing themselves in understanding how to effectively transfer traditional class material and live instruction skills into an e-learning format. And it's been a great development opportunity for them, and they've really enjoyed the challenge of broadening their training skills, but we're still on a learning curve with it.
Oh, yeah, I completely understand. It's going to take a bit to get people transition over. So, Julie, tell us about your customer experience with CyberWorks.
Actually, it's really been a positive one. We had a false start rolling out CyberWorks about a year ago, mm-hmm. and it came time to breathe new life into it when I came on board, and the team needed some refresher training on a few of the basic functions. So we had great support from customer support and training. They were very instrumental in providing cheat sheets and training and tidbits to get the staff feeling more comfortable and confident using CyberWorks. And in addition to that, I really appreciate how accessible the technical assistant folks are.
Mm-hmm.
They've been incredibly responsive. Steve Penna is the one that we work with, mm-hmm. and he's patient and ready to help us figure out how to use the system, answer our questions, and if there's any functionality or visual format that we'd like changed, unless it's absolutely not possible to be done without rewriting the entire system, he's really quick to say, consider it done, we'll find a way to make it happen, and I just really appreciate that level of support and service.
Well, that sounds great. Julie, I know you're a busy woman, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
This is Mary Kay LaFerno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. Thanks for listening to our interview with Julie Jensen of Nautilus Incorporated on the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series. Talk with you next month.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.